Simon Chotei Siv Beis. Misha Zob Taskot Yudbashen of Yaniach Tfilin Devesa. The person who puts on Taskot should put them on and then put them still in his house. Yudhek Lavish Vitzitzis, the Mukhtar, the Tun Beis Akneset, the Shem Yisat of the Taskot. According to the Mechava, the Lechatila way of doing things is put on his Tzitzis and his Tfilin at home. That's the king of Zoya, Indian Gonum, and when he's going to Shul, he does not yet put on his Taras Gonum, he puts on his Taras Gonum and gets to Shul. Ramon says, I don't know, the Saturday, Fab, the Taras Gonum, Koydin, or the Baruch Halot, Fabim Lech Tzvim, and the Hulot, the Vesak Nesis. He says, the Minig Ashkenaz was even to put on the Taras, and afterwards the Tzvim, and walk to Shul in such a fashion. If he has to go through Mevroyus Metunofis, places that are filth, or there are goyim in the streets and will be creating an uncomfortable situation that they see with his talis and tefillin on, then the Mishnah Berurah says that you should put it in the chotzer of the shul. Another option is to cover the tefillin with his hat. If a person comes to shul early in the morning, he forces him on for putting on the talis and tefillin, so it comes without it. Even so, there's a maila of when he puts them on, to put them in the chotzer and then walk into the Beis Knesses. So the chatchila place of putting the talis and tefillin is in the ante room, at least in the ante room, and then walking into the shul. Siv Gimel. Harashim is sad in a brochish ad oite, he saw the sifora. He said, if it's a shachat al oite, he saw the sifora. Then he would put on his tefillin. And Mavarech, oite, he saw the sifora. It was, the tefillin is the, sign of greatness of Klal Yisrael. So he put on his tefillin, and afterwards make a brocha of oite, he saw the sifora, which will be going also on the tefillin, which is the air. The Vaisa Mishapur brings from the Malbim that the minig is not like that, but the minig is to put on the tefillin before there's a shachar, afterwards, each one according to his minig. Siv David, so she tefillin alo b'shas kriyish ma'av tefillin. At the minimum that his tefillin should be on is for the kriyish ma'av tefillin, we'll see later. So as a person who reads kriyish ma'av tefillin, it's like name testifying a false testimony because he's talking about putting on tefillin, he doesn't have them on. If he, for whatever reason he didn't have them, he still has the obligation with Kriyat Shema. But that's not the proper way to do things. And also for Shemot Esrei, it says a complete Kabbalah's Omar to Shemayim by the fact that he has a tefillin on for Shemot Esrei also. Which brings from Sefer HaRetim that we should learn from here that when you're saying something in Kriyat Shema, you should do it. So when you say Hav Hashem L'Kechel, you should also think about how much you love Hashem, how much He's good to it. So you shouldn't be lying at that point also. Of course, for anything you're saying is feeble. If you're going to, for whatever reason it is, by putting on the tefillin or waiting for the tefillin, you're going to miss the Tazman of Kriyat Shema, then it's better to say Kriyat Shema without the tefillin. It's better than waiting, than losing the Zman. Creation.